Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're talking about the city of New Orleans in Louisiana, US. Now it was a French colony, mm-hmm. and then a Spanish one, mm-hmm. and then a French one again, mm-hmm. and then it was bought from the US, from France, in 1803.
That's right, it moved around a lot, but that also explains all the mix of cultures that we find there. Now back in 1803, when it was sold to the US, we read, at the time New Orleans had a large group of free black people, which was unusual as this city was a major port for the slave trade from Africa, but a lot of the black people who stayed over the years became free and, you know, became a middle and an upper class of black people. Some of the richest black people in America at that time were in New Orleans.
And because of all this history, there's this mix of European, Latin American, African heritage in its culture. There's some lovely European architecture, such as the Cabildo, the Spanish colonial city hall, other buildings in the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. But the French Quarter is famous for other stuff.
Oh yeah, lively bars and restaurants. And it's also, the whole city is known for its laid-back lifestyle. There's great entertainment. There's jazz bands that march down the street, especially on, I think, Sundays. Mm-hmm. They often have these street parades and stuff. And if you get city of the hustle and bustle of city life, you can head out to the swamp nearby. Is it the bayou?
Yep.
Probably the bayou nearby, also the swamp. Bayou would be a local term. And out there, you might take a boat ride, a fan boat ride, or
something
airboat
like
ride, and see the alligators that exist also around New Orleans, but not in the city. Don't worry.
Well, I'm sure if you find our way in somehow. Now, in part two of this article, we'll learn more about New Orleans, including its biggest party. Reading.
Let the good times roll in New Orleans. New Orleans' most famous festival is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. This holiday marks the last day before Lent begins. During Lent, which occurs the month before Easter, Christians give up luxuries. Therefore, Mardi Gras is a time to paint the town and celebrate. How fun it is to watch the parades and see the streets decorated in purple, green, and gold. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival features Louisiana's local music. This includes styles such as blues, gospel, Cajun, Creole, and everything in between. Another major festival is Southern Decadence. It's held each September by the gay and lesbian community, and features parades and flamboyant costumes. It would be a crime to leave New Orleans without sampling the city's famous food. Gumbo, a stew with both French and African roots, contains vegetables and meats like chicken, sausage, or shellfish. Don't miss trying a po' boy, a sandwich with shrimp, beef, or pork on French bread. Stop by Café du Monde in the French Quarter for a beignet, a special donut covered in powdered sugar. With so many amazing sights, sounds, and tastes, the city of New Orleans truly has something for everyone.
Okay, so yeah, let's get into some of the festivals and sort of annual events that you might be lucky enough to be part of if you visit New Orleans at the right time of year. It says New Orleans' most famous festival is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Mardi Gras is the French term for Fat Tuesday. Notice it's not grass or grass. You don't have to say that S. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
Yep. Now, this holiday marks the last day before Lent begins. Mm. So it's similar to the carnival in Rio and in Venice and in other parts of the kind of Catholic world.
Absolutely. And during Lent, which is a Christian holiday, especially for Roman Catholic people, during Lent, which occurs the month before Easter, Christians give up luxuries. It's a time when you're supposed to sacrifice the things you love. People often give up eating meat or something mm-hmm. like that to sort of reflect on your religion, think about the trials and sufferings that Jesus went through. You know, it's that time of year right before the summertime when people start to, you know, slow down their life and think about the good things and the bad things and maybe go to church a little bit more than they would otherwise. But one of the main things people would do is they would give up something. This phrasal verb to give up something basically means to stop doing something, something probably that you enjoy or that you've been doing regularly as part of your normal life, but you've decided for whatever reason it's not healthy, it's costing me too much money, it's something I'm getting too comfortable with and I don't want to be, I'm going to stop doing that, you know, I'm going to give up looking online all the time, I'm going to give up checking Facebook every hour of every day, I'm going to give up something bad for me, I'm going to give up smoking, I'm going to give up eating sweets or something like that, right? Because it's bad for you, because you want to cut down on it, you know, in some way it's affecting your life and you're trying to sort of break away from that thing. You're going to give it up.
And what most people give up is something that is a luxury. Yeah. Here that we're using the word as a noun, the adjective luxurious describes something like this. Mm-hmm. And it's a fancy object. It's really nice. It's high quality. It's great to have, but it's unnecessary. You don't actually need it to survive. You don't need it for your life. For example, we could say, for most people, traveling first class is a luxury they can't afford. You don't need to travel first class to get somewhere. If you do, it's lovely, but it's very expensive. So it's a luxury.
There
something
you
don't need, but it's great.
The plane will get there with everyone at the same time. Mm. You'll just have a smaller chair. All right, let's get back to our article. Therefore, Mardi Gras is a time to paint the town and celebrate.
Woo!
Absolutely. People out there with their cans and their brushes painting all the buildings every year.
That's not what it means.
Rolling up the roof. No?
No.
Oh, painting the town as in painting the town red.
Right.
It has nothing to do with colors, brushes, paint, ladders, drop cloths, nothing like that. We're not actually painting anything. We're having a really good time. And to show you more, let's go paint the town and check out our pocket phrase go. It promises to be a really good time, and you won't get any paint on you, we promise.
Pocket phrase go!
各位同学大家好，又到了每周星座的时间啦。2020上半哦，很重要的一个星象呢，就是跟人际关系有关。所以有时间呢，不妨找你的朋友、同事，甚至呢是客户哦。You should go paint the town red with your friends， 找大家呢一起去 party 一下。哎，好的人缘哦，可是会帮你很多忙的哦。Paint the town red， 把整个城市漆成红色的了。哎呀，是不是这个很热闹啊，很嗨的感觉哦？这个片语呢，我们呢可以把 red 省略，意思呢就是外出去喝酒、跳舞、寻欢作乐的意思啦。Let's go paint the town。
Welcome back, everyone. So, people are painting the town.
Oh,
painting the town red.
Absolutely.
During Mardi Gras. And we've got an example sentence, we've got a sentence here that talks about what it's like, and it says, how fun it is to watch the parades and see the streets decorated in purple, green, and gold. Interesting combination of colors, pretty bright, pretty lively.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, in that sentence, we use today's grammar point, so let's take a quick look at that. So we use this structure, how plus an adjective, to make an exclamation, to show how we feel about something. Now when we do this, we have to put a noun or a pronoun next, followed by the be verb. So, how cold it is, or how exciting that movie was, and so on. A similar pattern to this is to use what plus a noun or a noun phrase, what terrible weather we are having. What a long meeting that was. And again, even in this structure, there's still another verb to follow the what a, and there's another be verb to follow a noun or a pronoun, and then a be verb. What a long meeting that was. Okay? Now remember, the purpose of either phrase, how fun it is, what a long meeting, how great that movie was, this is a statement to show strongly how you feel about something. Here's another example. How angry the boss was when Kenny showed up late to the meeting. We're just saying the boss was really angry. So what people see during Mardi Gras a lot of is parades.
Absolutely. There's probably several a day for a few weeks, in New Orleans at this time of year. And what is a parade? Well, have you ever been by the street on a special day in your country? Maybe it's a weekend, maybe it's a holiday, and there's a bunch of people walking down the middle of the street, often wearing strange clothes, carrying big things, playing loud music, waving to us, the people standing on the side of the road. We don't move. We, the people watching, we don't move. This group of people in the middle of the road, they do the moving. They walk down the road. Maybe they have vehicles driving slowly. Maybe they have horses that are, you know, kind of dressed up and decorated to look really nice. Well, that's a parade. We have parades for all sorts of reasons. Here in Taiwan, of course, on 10-10 Day,
yep,
Double 10 Day, there's a big parade at the president's office with a lot of army soldiers and, you know, helicopters flying over. That would be one very big parade. But in my neighborhood, I live near a temple, and maybe once or twice a month, there on the weekends, there'd be a temple parade, and they play that kind of loud music with the drums,
got the gods,
fireworks. The gods are kind of walking along like this. There's lots of people, you know, with flags or other things.
Fireworks?
So, yeah, fireworks occasionally, mostly the kind of firecrackers. So that's a parade. Now, if you're watching it, you could be standing on the side of the road like me. I might be leaning out of my window, looking down at the street at it, but the parade will move by and the audience, we will stand on the side and watch it go. And it's just done for a special occasion. It's done to get people to come out and join in watching the parade. For example, the country's birthday was marked by a big parade in the capital. That's pretty common, I think, around the world.
Now, during this parade, you'll see things that are decorated. Mm. To decorate means to add a lot of color to something. You make it look pretty by putting nice stuff on it, painting it, changing its color, basically taking something and making it look more attractive and appealing.
Yeah.
Now, you could decorate a cake by putting some special icing on it. And in this example sentence, we have another. Zeke decorated his bedroom with pictures of his favorite basketball players.
Oh, okay, otherwise it would just be bare walls.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of boring. Now, if Zeke moves out, his sister might move in and decorate it with posters of her favorite soccer players or K-pop bands or who knows what. So decorate is also your style.
Yeah.
What you think looks attractive. Back to the article. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival features Louisiana's local music. Of course, New Orleans is most famous for its music. So let's find out about the music styles that come from the Big Easy.
Yeah, we see in the article, this includes styles such as blues, gospel, Cajun, Creole, and everything in between. We got lots of styles of music here. Sadly, we don't have the time to explain them all. It's like each one would be one article in our magazine, really.
Mm-hmm.
But look them up online, go on YouTube, and you will hear samples of these kinds of music. Most are kind of, like we've said all along, they're a mix of cultures.
Yeah.
It's elements of different cultures combining to make a music.
Absolutely.
Now, what's another festival we've got in New Orleans?
If you're there at another time of the year, remember the first one we talked about, Mardi Gras, that's in the spring, all right, around Lent, so March, April, something like that. Another major festival is Southern Decadence, all right? That's the name.
Sounds fun.
That's the name of the festival, Southern Decadence. Let's find out about this.
Well, it's held each September by the gay and lesbian community and features parades and flamboyant costumes.
Hmm.
So gay and lesbian, of course, means homosexual, to be attracted to people of the same gender. We generally use gay for men and lesbian for women. So it's similar to the Taipei Pride Parade that happens around the end of October.
Yep.
So we're talking a big celebration of kind of everyone. You can love whoever they like.
That's right. Anyone can go, but it will definitely be a very lively place with lots of flamboyant characters probably walking the streets. If something is flamboyant, it's very highly decorated. You could probably think of it that way. It's an adjective, flamboyant. It means you're very highly decorated, very colorful, probably designed to attract some attention, maybe almost a little bit over the top, right? I often think of Las Vegas as being very flamboyant, right? Shiny, everything, lights on, everything.
Gold.
It's all tribes trying to get you to like come in and look at this and check this out, and it's getting your attention, and it's not trying to be quiet about it at all. It's
right.
Shouting out, hey, look at me. It's very, very flamboyant, but also very lively, energetic, and probably full of fun too.
Yes. Now what we're describing as flamboyant is the costumes people wear. So let's check out that word. So here we're talking about costumes. Costumes are fancy dress. It's a set of clothes you wear when you want to kind of dress up, often to look like someone or something else. You might wear a costume for a party, for Halloween. All actors would wear a costume when they pretend to be a character on stage or in movies. So a costume could even be like what I'm wearing now if the character I'm playing wears these clothes. Here, though, we're talking about something a bit more fancy, flamboyant. You know, maybe there's a lot of extra details and you're trying to look like something really cool, like in this example sentence. It took Ryan 3 months to make the perfect Iron Man costume. So he's wearing stuff to make him look like Iron Man. All right, so that's all the festivals and all the fun, but we've met and we've talked about buildings in day one.
Yes.
But there's something we've missed out.
We've seen the history, we've seen the culture, we've been out to the swamp to see the gators, we've listened to some jazz, we've been in, no, I can't think of anything. I'm hungry!
There you go!
I'm so hungry! All this jazz and walking and running away from gators and looking at old buildings has made me a mite peckish. So I'm hungry, in other words. Let's read on. It would be a crime to leave New Orleans without sampling the city's famous food. Absolutely. Southern cooking, Creole cooking, Cajun cooking, New Orleans cooking. It all comes together. It's all similar but different. So it would definitely be a crime to do something or to not do something. Now, obviously, here, if we say something would be a crime, it could be against the law. You could get arrested by the police. It would be a crime to go into that bank and steal all the money in there. Definitely. But when we use this phrase, we're actually not talking about something that is a real crime, a real law. We're talking about something that you should definitely do. We're giving you our strongest bit of advice and saying kind of like, you'd be crazy not to do this. So by saying it would be a crime not to eat the food there, we're saying you'd be crazy. You'd come home and people would say, you didn't eat the food? What was wrong? Why? What were you thinking? So we're just saying this is really good advice and we're strongly suggesting you do this. It would be a crime to come to Taiwan and not visit a night market.
Yep, and it would also be a crime to come here and stay in Taipei, to be honest. Leave Taipei, see the rest of the country.
There you go.
So let's look at some New Orleans food. Mm. We start off, we've got gumbo, a stew with both French and African roots, contains vegetables and meats like chicken, sausage or shellfish. So gumbo is a stew. A stew is a dish of meat and vegetables cooked slowly in liquid, usually in a pan or a pot with a lid on it. The lid's important. It keeps the moisture in, stops all the water boiling off and making it dry. You could take hours to cook a stew, and it makes everything in it very soft, very tender, and all the flavors kind of run together.
It's a good thing to make with some of those, that meat that would be a little too chewy. You put it in there, you cook it over 6 hours at a low temperature. Now that meat will be delicious. And another thing that you'll find in your gumbo would be sausage. What is a sausage? It's basically some kind of casing with ground meat and spices shoved into it. Confused? Think of a hot dog. Think of the meat part of a hot dog. That's a sausage. Here in Taiwan, we have those kind of sweet sausages that you might get. Hong Kong's famous for those sort of drier sausages, but very, very sweet tasting. So sausages come in all shapes and sizes. They can be made with pork or chicken or beef. Turkey sausages even exist, but basically it's meat inside some kind of casing, either natural or artificial. But a hot dog is the classic example. For example, a hot dog is actually made of two things, the sausage and the bun, the meat and the bread. Put those together, there's your hot dog.
Okay, another thing you'll find in gumbo is shellfish. Mm. So shellfish is any sea or river creature with a hard shell that people eat. So this includes shrimp, lobster, crabs, oysters, mm-hmm. clams, anything with a hard shell. There are many different types. They have many different names. But if it's got a shell and it's in the water, it's a shellfish.
Yeah. Not fish, not octopus, but almost anything else that you might eat from the ocean would probably be shellfish. All right, let's get back to the article. Don't miss, here's another one. Don't miss trying a po' boy, a sandwich with shrimp, beef, or pork on French bread. Very simple. Actually, it was originally a poor boy mm-hmm. sandwich because it was so simple and cheap, but now they're really, really delicious, really, really good.
Yep, so P-O apostrophe is just short for poor.
That's right.
Okay, and here's some more food to whet your taste buds. Stop by Café du Monde in the French Quarter for a beignet, a special donut covered in powdered sugar.
Mmm.
Pretty tasty.
Very sweet and tasty.
Now, here we use the phrasal verb stop by. If you stop by somewhere, you visit that place, but usually only for a short time. You kind of go past it, you stop, get what you want or see what you want, and move on again. So if you say stop by my house, that means, hey, come around for a cup of tea, we'll have a chat, couple of hours. That's about it, really.
There you go. And powdered is something that has been crushed down into a very fine powder, all right? Powder is sort of like dust, but maybe even smaller. Think mm-hmm. of flour or powder that you might put on your skin after a shower. You blow it, and it creates this cloud in the air. It's very, very light and can be blown away very easily. So powdered sugar, well, sugar is more like sand, right? There's
yeah.
tiny pieces. You can see a piece of sugar. Take a bunch of sugar and then crush it down even more with like a heavy rock or something. Then you'll have powdered sugar and you can put it on your beignet. But don't do it in a strong wind because all the powdered sugar will just blow away or something like that. Here's another thing we might, another type of food we might have in a powdered form. The campers brought some powdered milk for their morning coffee, right? Mm-hmm. This is something you can actually dry out milk, and then that powder, you add water to it, boom, you have milk again, but it's much lighter and easier to travel with because powder weighs almost nothing.
Yeah, and it will stay a lot fresher.
Yeah.
The article finishes by saying, with so many amazing sights, sounds, and tastes, the city of New Orleans truly has something for everyone. And that brings us to the end of today's article and our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question today, we talked about New Orleans festivals. Mm-hmm. Which festivals are famous in Taiwan?
Ooh,
I guess wow. you got the main ones, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and think of a few of the smaller, more unusual ones. So forget Chinese New Year,
yep.
Moon Festival, mm-hmm. Dragon Boat, Tomb Sweeping.
Okay.
What are some of the others that we
well,
can
Well, another
think
one
of?
I guess you'd throw into that big group would be the Lantern Festival.
Oh, yeah,
we
sure.
actually call it the Lantern Festival. So mm-hmm. there is or the Festival of Lights or something
right.
like that. That's another popular one.
I'm going to go for the, there's a boat burning festival.
Oh, okay.
Which I've seen down in Tainan. People were mm-hmm. just like, there's a big boat on the beach close mm-hmm. to the sea. They filled it with all the paper and the incense and the firecrackers and paper money and that.
Okay.
And they burnt it. There,
wow.
were there were the gods there, like from the temple parades that
yeah.
you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And they just burnt the boat.
Wow, that's
yeah.
pretty interesting.
There's a boat burning. There's a few of these.
It's like a
in
Viking funeral.
Yeah, a few in different places of Taiwan.
Okay.
The Taiwan's original Aboriginal people, mm-hmm. The indigenous people, have many festivals.
Absolutely.
I think one's called Pastai.
Okay.
Okay, I think there's another one that celebrates a tribe that got wiped out, and they're keeping their memory alive.
Oh, okay. So a festival celebrating some history.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
the people. Okay.
So there are many
yep.
different festivals. Don't just think of the big ones, the famous ones, the ones where you get the days off. There are all sorts of other cultural festivals to do with different gods, different beliefs, different groups.
Mm-hmm.
All around Taiwan, they're definitely worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's two-day article on New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you've enjoyed learning about it. We've enjoyed talking about it. We'll talk to you sometime soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Let the good times roll in New Orleans. New Orleans' most famous festival is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. This holiday marks the last day before Lent begins. During Lent, which occurs the month before Easter, Christians give up luxuries. Therefore, Mardi Gras is a time to paint the town and celebrate. How fun it is to watch the parades and see the streets decorated in purple, green, and gold. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival features Louisiana's local music. This includes styles such as blues, gospel, Cajun, Creole, and everything in between. Another major festival is Southern Decadence. It's held each September by the gay and lesbian community and features parades and flamboyant costumes. It would be a crime to leave New Orleans without sampling the city's famous food. Gumbo, a stew with both French and African roots, contains vegetables and meats like chicken, sausage, or shellfish. Don't miss trying a po' boy, a sandwich with shrimp, beef, or pork on French bread. Stop by Café du Monde in the French Quarter for a beignet, a special donut covered in powdered sugar. With so many amazing sights, sounds, and tastes, the city of New Orleans truly has something for everyone.
Vocabulary Review. Luxury. Matthew usually chooses cheap hotels without any luxuries like swimming pools. Parade. A long parade went along the street on Chinese New Year, and my favorite part was the lion dance. Decorate. Lauren decorated the room with flowers and balloons for the birthday party. Costume. The actors wore beautiful costumes to look like Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. Sausage. Nigel likes to eat a big breakfast of eggs, sausages, toast, and orange juice. Powdered. Billy opened a package of powdered milk, mixed it with warm water, and fed his baby.
智慧小补帖.
Gay. Lesbian. Flamboyant. Stew. Shellfish.